Test 75, Section 1, Question 20. Here we're looking for what is most supported. And it says, compare the brains of deceased people who had schizophrenia with those who didn't. 35% of the former, meaning 35% of schizophrenia patients, and none of the later showed evidence of damage to a structure of nerves called the cells called the subplate. So 35% of schizophrenics, nobody in the non-schizophrenics have damage to the subplate. They knew that this damage must have occurred prior to the second fetal trimester. So it has to occur really early when the subplate controls the development of connections between different parts of the brain. So it's saying, and they knew that this damage must have occurred prior to the second fetal trimester when it controls development of connections. So this is one where I don't really know where they're going with this. This just seems like, okay, good to know. So A, roughly 35% of people with abnormal brain subplates will eventually have schizophrenia. We don't actually have evidence for that. We just know 35% of the people with schizophrenia had this problem, not that 35% of people with that problem will have schizophrenia. Promising treatment in schizophrenia is repair of the damaged connections. We don't really know about treatment here. Some people develop schizophrenia because of damage to the brain subplate after the second fetal trimester. Well, we know that we don't know anything about that. D, schizophrenia is determined by genetic factors. That's too strong. We don't know that it's determined. It could be influenced by. There may be a cause of schizophrenia that predates birth. Word strength's really good. Maybe a cause that predates birth, second fetal trimester, well, that's good enough because they're saying they had this damage and it must have occurred early. It's by no means perfectly proven, but it is the best of what we are given. And so therefore, answer choice E is our correct response.